So we're just going to relax and breathe. Relax and breathe and take a little time to just settle back, settle down. Find that calm, peaceful place at the center of all of the activity. The place where there is always serenity and tranquility and calm. Where you know it's okay to just breathe and relax. Breathe and relax and find that centered spot where you remember who you truly are. This meditation is inspired by my notes from the Abraham Hicks DVD entitled Clarity, which was filmed on the Alaska cruise in 2014. And these aren't actual transcriptions, they're just notes. But they said so many beautiful things that I want to focus on them today. Abraham said, "Be consciously aware of your path. It feels like this. I am of value. I am worthy. I know life is good. I know life is interesting. And I will know my way as I get to it." For alignment is you blended with the larger version of you. Alignment feels certain. It feels like fulfillment, energy, and clarity. It feels like coming home to who you really are. Find that vibrational sweet spot. It will be a life-changing experience for you. Be happy and playful everywhere you go. You will then find a profound rightness in what happens and have great timing. Abraham said, "Reality is so very temporary. You keep renewing your relationship with things by your attention to them. Things cannot go away as long as you renew your relationship with them, but you can learn to feel outside of conditions. Practice being more general. When you are more general, there is less momentum. When you practice the art of making the specific more general, it ceases your relationship with the current conditions, and things can change for you. Simply ask yourself, would I rather feel calm or stressed? Would I rather feel exhilarated or calm? Exhilaration is calm with momentum. It lacks resistance. And Abraham told us on this DVD, you don't need to find your path. You don't need to look for it. It's always right there beneath your feet. You live in a situation comedy, but you're missing most of the jokes. There's nothing serious going on here. One way of going general is to think about clarity. Would you rather be confused or clear? It's pretty obvious. You'd rather be clear. Would you rather be sure or confused? You'd rather be sure. You're often trying to control conditions to produce a feeling. Instead, focus on the feeling you want and let law of attraction control the conditions. Your only work is to find a way to achieve a personal vibration that's on the same frequency as your vortex. For example, if you love flowers, you can ask yourself, what do flowers feel like? Flowers feel like all is wellness. Flowers feel like being in good hands. Flowers feel like worthiness. Flowers make me feel loved. Flowers make me recognize beauty. I see the perfection in flowers, and I feel alignment, loveliness, and joy when I bask in the beauty of flowers." We just focused there, and you have the capacity to focus yourself there anytime you want, and that would allow you to live unconditionally. If you weren't all trained to focus on problems, you'd be happy like children and animals. Unconditional happiness is your true nature. You do have the ability to conjure an emotion when you want to. You just haven't practiced it yet. Relax into your path. Remember, there's a clear path before you. There's always a right next place for your foot to step. You can feel it when you step off your path. It doesn't feel good. Just go back to the step. It feels good. It isn't hard. Mastery is about inspiration, not effort. So feel worthiness. Find love. Hook up with source energy. And watch the world around you respond differently. Source is always loving you unconditionally because the conditions are temporary. They don't mean diddly squat. Source is always looking at what's coming, not what is. Source understands the eternal nature of beingness. You can be much freer than you are in your attachment to what is. You are never ended. You are always incomplete, or there would be endedness. Become one with incomplete. When you feel your heart opening, it's actually a moment when you're not closing it. Source always feels like an open heart. It's natural for your heart to be open. Basking in this information gives you a special opportunity to rest in the frequency of Source and see how Law of Attraction responds to that. Be unconditional in your heart openness. Start the first thing in the morning and reach for a gentle, general, good feeling day after day. Say to yourself, I plant a happy seed every morning. I'm happy because I choose to be, and I've practiced it. There is a universe of beauty in everyone I meet. Tune yourself to the best of everything. It's freeing when you realize that beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and you can tune yourself to the beautiful part of everything 100% of the time. It's always there. If you focus on the unconditional love of Source, happy is happy. Alignment trumps everything. Teach by the clarity of your example what alignment is. Life has never been better on this planet. The answer is always there. Sometimes you're just not tuned to it as yet. You can change your tuning easily by focusing on how you feel. Source feels like home. You are returning to a vibration that will provide forward movement when you tune in to the feeling of home. Make a decision for a little while that you will be more like an eagle or an otter. Do you prefer frenzy or alignment? Do you prefer trouble or well-being? When you focus on how you feel and you feel good, problems will be solved around you, not by you. Your singular responsibility to yourself and to the world is alignment. And when you find alignment, the frequency of calm, love, and appreciation will serve your purpose well. If you hear yourself being self-critical or critical about anything, talk yourself back into a centered place. Discover unconditional alignment. Talk less and feel more. You may have noticed that this workshop is a quieter, softer, calmer energy than usual. Withdraw from the frenzy. Find the frequency of healing, clarity, and love. It's a calm, easy, comfortable, certain place of utter well-being. So we've planted seeds of happiness. Those are the end of my notes. And we've planted some seeds of happiness. And I loved it when Abraham said, "You may have noticed that this workshop is quieter, softer, calmer energy than usual. Find the frequency of healing, clarity, and love. It's calm, easy, comfortable, a certain place of utter well-being." So we're going to breathe and relax and plant a few more seeds of happy. I love that thought. I have daffodils and tulips blooming in my house right now. They're cut flowers. And I got them on Friday, as I often do Friday afternoon. And they make me smile. The frequency of flowers is a very high, fast frequency for me because I utterly love them. I love the way they smell. I love the colors. I love the way they look. And when Abraham was talking about flowers, they talked about flowers feeling like home. So let's feel the vibration of home. Home is a sanctuary. Home is a safe place of security and comfort and love. Allow yourself to feel the vibration of home right now. Notice how you associate it. Do you associate it with a particular place or a particular feeling? Do you associate it with a particular temperature? Is home warm or cool? For me, home is warm in the winter and cool in the summer. I love the feeling of home. And I love the feeling of spaciousness and comfort and ease. I love the feeling of being in love with where I am, basking in the love that is centered right there, place I love being. And so I encounter my own love when I come home, as well as the love of my kitty cat, which always helps. Knowing that home is sanctuary, safe, secure, and peaceful. It's easy for me to vibrate the vibration of home. It plants a seed of happiness and puts a smile on my face when I think about how home feels. And Abraham said, when we are in alignment, we are coming home to the truth of who we are. We're coming home to the larger part of ourselves. We're coming home to our awareness of our inner being and our guidance and the love, support, and endless supply that comes to us through alignment. We can come home to the joys of life easily and comfortably just by focusing on the feeling of homecoming. Breathing and relaxing. and coming home to ourselves, to our sense of worthiness, to our sense of willingness to receive, to our open-heartedness. Abraham said, having our hearts open is natural. The reason we need to open our heart is that we closed it in the first place. So we have the opportunity to be unconditional about opening our heart, simply by focusing on our feelings rather than the conditions. It is a grace, it is an ease, it is a wonder. And we can take a moment to wonder just how good we can feel, how playful and delighted and friendly and free and fun and joyful we can be. How good are you willing to feel? How much are you willing to focus on feeling good? Are you willing to practice conjuring a feeling? Abraham said we all can, it's just that we haven't practiced it. So I'm grateful to take some time today to plant seeds of happiness and practice one gentle feeling of home. It's a beginning, and every day it's possible to practice other feelings, feelings of excitement and joy and curiosity and interest and fascination and delight. So many different feelings, all accessible to us simply by our focus. So we just relax and breathe. And squirm around in our chairs a little bit because we're coming to the end of this meditation. And we can relax as we begin to come back to our normal waking consciousness. And smile as we open our eyes and see the lovely faces that surround us.